Reinventing liberal arts education is what Agnes Scott College in Decatur is on a mission to do. What's also evolving on this historic women's campus? Concepts of gender. That's a lot of change for a private school of about 1,000 students. The woman tasked with leading these transitions will be inaugurated this week. Lee Zack served as U.S. Trade and Development Agency Director under President Barack Obama. GPB's Ricky Bevington recently sat down with President Zack. She began by asking Zack the future of liberal arts in a world focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM.
Well, we like to think about it as STEM has now evolved into STEAM, which includes the arts. So that's exactly what we have here. We have classics, we have English, but we also have bioscience majors, we have neuroscience majors, we have astronomers. So a liberal arts college has it all.
At Agnes Scott College, liberal arts education is changing. Next month's graduation will include the first class of students to complete 4 years of a new supplemental program infused with the school's standard curriculum. It's called Summit.
Our faculty and staff reinvented liberal arts. So it is an opportunity for our students to focus on leadership development and also global learning.
In their first year, students take an 8-day guided trip abroad with classmates and professors after several months of study. Destinations have included Northern Ireland, Ghana, and Belize.
It's not tourist travel. It's focused on a topic and focused on something that they have studied before and that they have an opportunity to reflect on afterwards.
The Summit curriculum helped earn Agnes Scott the number one ranking of innovative liberal arts colleges from U.S. News & World Report last year. According to the National Association of Foreign Student Advisors, fewer than 2% of U.S. college students study abroad. At Agnes Scott College, it's 100%, and it's part of students' $41,000 tuition. Agnes Scott was founded in 1889 as a women's college. Today, its admissions policy is more broad. It states, the college admits students who are assigned female at birth, as well as those who are assigned male or female at birth, but now identify as female, transgender, agender, gender fluid, or non-binary. Student health insurance plans help cover gender reassignment treatment. For many parents going through the college decision process with their teenager, talking about gender identity is uncharted territory.
What do you say to parents?
I would say to the parents to allow the students to be their guide, that this is looking toward where the future is, the world that we live in, and that we are creating an environment that represents that world.
Conversations about diversity at Agnes Scott expand beyond gender. People of color make up more than half the student body, including freshman Nika Jones.
I see it in the classroom. I see it in my professors. I see it in the variety of organizations and clubs that we have. Basically, there's a place on campus for every single person here.
President Zack says as the world becomes more competitive, teaching future generations to find their place is increasingly important.
I think our students just have so much more responsibility than when we went to school. They also see a world around them that has also seen change as well, and they have concerns about that world.
President Lee Zack's inauguration is Friday, April 26th at Agnes Scott College in Decatur. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.